News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, today is a special day, and I want to take a moment while I got this this little brief segment here between my monologue and doing the triple dipper. Today is actually Gold Star Spouses Day. If you're not familiar with Gold Star Spouses, the Gold Star families, the entire situation with Gold Stars, basically, in August of 1947, Congress decided to authorize a formal dedicated Gold Star Wives congressionally authorized lapel button and acknowledgement of them as an organization. Gold Star Wives are basically those who lost their husbands in World War II. It's grown since that time. We now recognize Gold Star families. We have Gold Star mothers, Gold Star parents, Gold Star spouses. And so what that basically means is originally there was the intent that when you were overseas, your family hung a little flag. It was a rectangular flag that hung about 2 feet long, and it had a blue star with a red border on a white background. It had a blue star for every family member overseas. And it was a blue star unless that person was killed in combat, at which point it became a gold star. And it was a recognition then that the family had sacrificed and had lost a loved one. Today is Gold Star Spouses Day. And, you know, a statement by the United States Army says, "The strength of our nation is our army, and the strength of our army is our soldiers. The strength of our soldiers is our families. And the Army recognizes that no one is given more for the nation than the families of the fallen." Today is Gold Star Spouses Day. And so without going any further in the show, I want to just pause and say to those of you who fall into that category, who have the honor and yet the displeasure of being a Gold Star spouse, we honor you. We honor your sacrifice. We honor the sacrifice of those who went overseas and their star changed from blue to gold. And we pray blessings upon your household. And we thank you for what you gave up for this great nation. Gold Star Spouses Day. It's an important day, and if you know someone like that, if you know someone who falls into that category, then I would encourage you, send them a message and let them know. This is the day, and we acknowledge your sacrifice, and we say thank you. Well, listen, there's more to come on the show today. We got plenty of stuff here, and I'm frustrated with some of the things that I'm seeing in society. There's a complete lack of respect for traditional notions and values and principles. And so the whole first section is going to be Libs on Parade. And we'll talk about that in great detail. Some of the things that we do on the show, too, you can also capture them by going to our website, rightsideradio.org. Plenty of stuff on there. If you want to see the things that we've written, if you want to take the monologue that I heard today and rehear it or send it to somebody, or if you want to just, you know, look and see what kind of things are happening, or for that matter, if you're driving and you're getting outside the range of our AM/FM capability, then what you can also do is go to the website, rightsideradio.org, click on the Listen Live tab, and like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is, right there in the whole wide world. You can go to the World Wide Web, rightsideradio.org. All of our stuff on there, including Listen Live. Well, I got one caller on the line. I'll go ahead and grab that real quick before we run out of time. Line 3, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing today?
Doing well. I was listening to what you were saying about Gold Star families.
Yeah.
And at that point, I just wanted to say to everybody listening, if you're a veteran too.
I am.
You've gone through all this. And yeah. I want to say hoo-ah. And
yes.
I hope every one of you has a blessed life, and thank you for all your sacrifices, not just the sacrifice of the loved one. Y'all have a blessed day.
Goodbye. Thanks, Brian. That's good stuff, and he's right. The spouse is back home. I mean, you can ask Charlene. She, 2 tours at war, she held the fort down, you know, kept everything in line for the kids, made sure the bills were paid, had to deal with repairs to the house. You know, things getting done that always seem to happen when I'm gone. In fact, they only seem to happen when I'm gone. It's like our inside joke. Oh, look, a tree fell on the house. Phil must be out of town. Oh, look, it's time to, you know, do something about the septic tank. Oh, Phil must be out of town. Yes. Oh, look, the dog has to go to the vet because something's wrong and it's very serious. Oh, Phil must be out of town. Well, that's the spouses of those that deploy. And the Army statement is right. I'll read it again before we run out of time. The strength of our nation is our Army. The strength of our Army is our soldiers. The strength of our soldiers is our family. And the Army recognizes no one's given more for the nation than the families of the fallen. So thank you to all of you who fall within that category. And thank you to my own sweet wife and to other spouses who have maintained the home front in very difficult times while your loved one is overseas doing all that they can for the mission that the nation sent them to be a part of. All right, folks, coming up next, I'm going to the number one of the Triple Dipper, Libs on Parade. Libs on Parade, yeah, everywhere. It's a big parade. Lots of floats and lots of clowns, too, if you know what I mean. Libs on Parade, number one of the Triple Dipper. We'll do that as soon as we get back. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.